One of the strongest emotions and impulses we have as human beings is fear. And fear has played such a crucial role in helping us survive. And fear can show up as stress, as anxiety, as these intrusive thoughts, as these multiple panic attacks that come out of nowhere. It could even show up in intense physical symptoms that mimic certain illnesses. It can show up through dissociation, depersonalization, derealization. And if you can understand that there is this reset in your brain, something that can help recalibrate your stress response, well, what you can find is that all these symptoms, all these sensations, all this stress in many ways can subside on its own. So let's get started. So my name is Sean. We help people around the world overcome their symptoms. If you want to know the principles of overcoming these panic attacks, physical symptoms, intrusive thoughts, depersonalization, derealization, I have a free ebook that walks you through the whole journey. And if you prefer it in a video format, stay tuned. During this video, I'll show you a resource where you can watch a video of the recovery journey instead. Now, that being said, I want to give you an example of somebody. Let's say somebody is terrified of going to an elevator, right? They just are afraid of getting stuck in an elevator. They just don't want to be in an elevator. When they do go into an elevator, well, they're going to feel panic sensations. They're going to go inside. They're going to feel claustrophobic. They might go through it and they might come out of it and they're like, oh my God, thank God. Okay. I feel better now. I feel better. But then what you'll notice is that they'll go into another elevator and let's say another building. What are you going to find? Are you going to find their symptoms are still there? Do you feel like the anxiety will come back? Or do you feel like he's overcome going into an elevator altogether? What you're going to find is that a lot of the panic will come back. But what's going to happen is that as this person repeats constantly, goes to different elevators in different buildings, some a little bit more sketchy, some in a garage, some outside, well, over time, this fear goes away. And what he might find is that even if there's a period where he's not going on elevators that much, when he goes to an elevator, he might feel a little tinge of that stress. But what will happen is that as they do it, it reinforces that, hey, everything is fine. The reason why I'm bringing this up is that the stress reset has a lot to do with repetition. So a lot of people feel the anxiety symptoms, they feel the sensations, they feel the panic, and it prevents them from doing things. And so they're trying to find that relief. They're trying to find in many ways an escape to not feel these sensations, to do the things without feeling it. But in fact, what's happening is that that's reinforcing the cycle. And so when I was on the healing journey, this is how I went from somebody who was traveling the world, basically at 18 years old, who couldn't leave his house. Now, that big shift, like someone who was eager to move out of his parents' house, to go travel, to go to a different country, to study and, you know, do all these things, have fun, to not being able to leave their house. You know, my parents couldn't even go grocery shopping without me calling them, asking them when they're going to come back. What happened was, is that I was trying to do everything and anything to make the symptoms, these sensations, these feelings go away. As I was trying to do that, well, what that was doing is that was reinforcing this fear loop in my head. It kept saying, Sean is responding in fear. Sean is responding in fear. Look, Sean feels anxiety, and instead of showcasing that there's nothing to fear, he's responding in panic. So you know what? I think it is something dangerous. So we're just going to keep this going. And then this is how anxiety turns into a disorder. It's the same thing with your thoughts. It's the same thing with the depersonalization, derealization. So how do you train, or how do you reset this part of your brain? Well, it's through repetition. It's through repetition and showing yourself that this isn't dangerous. Now, you might be thinking, Sean, isn't that exposure therapy? You're just talking to me about the exposure therapy. Yes, but exposure therapy and exposures is the first layer of healing. See, exposures just show you that there's nothing to fear. That whatever you thought, the worst case outcome isn't going to happen. But knowing that alone still isn't enough to recover. There's more layers than that, right? Then it's about learning to regain your life, going back to living, not making how you feel the most important thing. It's also learning how to navigate the setbacks that are going to happen on the healing journey, right? So many people might understand the mechanics of anxiety through these videos. They might be educated on anxiety, which I hope they are, which was the whole purpose of these videos. But that doesn't mean you understand the recovery roadmap, what to expect on the healing journey. It's one thing for me to describe the healing journey. It's another thing for you to go through it. right? And no matter how much I can describe this, doesn't mean that you know exactly, right? I can describe how something tastes, but that's not going to tell you what the actual taste is. The only way is to try it yourself and taste it yourself. This thing of resetting is the first layer. It's by showing your nervous system that what you're dealing with is not the worst possible outcome. It was just a figment of your imagination. Or a lot of times, like for me, it was just a lack of education. You just didn't know why this was happening. You didn't understand why you were experiencing these symptoms. You didn't know how to react. You responded in anxiety and fear and so much that it became a habit. And you might have not realized that there were parts of your healing journey where you were reinforcing the anxiety. And so as you become aware of that, as you practice, as you repeat, well, you show the brain that, hey, there's nothing here to do. And the stress response turns off on its own. Now, a lot of times you'll find these coping tricks, right? There's a huge instinct in me and other people out there to just be like, hey, just do this breathing technique. Hey, you feel anxiety? Put some ice on your wrist. Splash some water on your face. It, you know, creates a diver's reflex. It's fine for maybe some short-term stuff, right? But what I'm trying to share with you is how to overcome this, how to go back to living. What you're going to find, here's an honest truth. Most people are not interested in regaining these things, right? I like to take pride in my audience where these are people that truly want to recover. And if you're looking for coping and managing strategies, you can follow these TikTokers and they will give you quick relief, quick fixes in 30 seconds that don't work. And then when you're ready, you can watch these videos and I'll show you how to actually overcome. But what you will find is most people don't want to put in the work because oftentimes they're playing small. And when you're scared, you're in this paralysis. You don't know how to respond to stressors. You don't know how to stretch yourself. And so you're playing it safe. But the key in recovery is understanding that you can achieve anything you want in your life and more. I always say that everything I asked for, I didn't get in life, but whatever I got was way more than I ever thought I would get, or way more than I planned. It's really going deep and really asking yourself, why do you want this? Why do you want to heal? What would your life look like if you were at a place where anxiety didn't dictate your life, or stress didn't dictate your life? And it has to be something that's more than yourself. When I was on the healing journey, I tried everything and anything, and I wasn't finding relief. And it was because I was still making the focal point my feelings, how I felt on the healing journey. But then when I realized, you know what, I'm going to do this, not for me, but for my parents in many ways, right? Because I was so reliant on my parents that I'm going to do this because I don't want to rely on them forever. And, you know, I wanted to become a person that was not dependent on them. You know, I was afraid I was going to require, you know, some disability because of my anxiety. And I got very close to that. Where I felt like I was gonna have to be in some institute or some place where, you know, people that can't take care of themselves, literally. I mean, it was, my anxiety was that bad. It might seem like, you know, now I'm living life and everything's good, that none of that is positive. Like, that's no way, that's so far. But it's true, anxiety can take a lot. Remember, I was also somebody that was traveling, living my life fully before, and then I became agoraphobic. So even though you might see the difference of me living my life, helping people, maybe speaking with a certain amount of confidence on these videos, just know that when I was focused on the recovery journey, I was scared. I wasn't the same Sean. I was unsure, but I kept going forward because I focused on things that were more important than how I felt in that moment. So I hope this video helps. I hope it gave you an idea of how to look at the stress reset. Your anxiety is a very strong force. It will always be there because it wants to protect you, right? But it's also the most malleable. It's the thing that can change. It's the thing that you can adapt. It's learning how to have it on your side, how to protect you, but not to prevent you from living. Now, if you want a full recovery journey, like what to expect, like video breakdown, I've created a free masterclass. It's almost 2 hours long. It breaks down everything you want. It's this video over here. Make sure to check it out. It's probably one of the best videos I've ever made. It's going to help you on the healing journey. Stay strong. I'll see you in the next video.